This is Akashwani. A review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Shagun Chopra. First from the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Sanjeev Chopra of PTI. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman asserted in the Rajya Sabha that there is no proposal to impose any lockdown in the country in the wake of the West Asia war. She also urged leaders of opposition parties not to indulge in rumour mongering and create fear psychosis among people. She was replying to a discussion on the Finance Bill 2026 in the Rajya Sabha. With this, Parliament approved the Finance Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha returning it to the Lok Sabha with a voice vote, thus completing the budgetary exercise for the next fiscal starting April 1. The Lok Sabha had passed the bill on March 25th along with 32 amendments. The Finance Minister said the government is managing the situation well and is maintaining stability to ensure that the citizens are not burdened by higher oil prices. Sitharaman told the members that the government is active and is responding to the evolving situation well. The government will remain on its toes to keep the fiscal deficit under check while ensuring the burden of rising global crude oil prices does not fall on the common man, she said. She referred to the rise in global crude oil prices and cited examples of neighbouring countries where prices of petrol and diesel had risen substantially. The minister said while fuel prices in neighbouring countries like Pakistan had skyrocketed, it had risen by 50% in Southeast Asian countries and some African nations, while those in America had risen by 30% and that in Europe by 20%. However, she said the government has taken the burden in India and prices of petrol and diesel have remained unchanged despite the rise in global crude oil from $70 per barrel to $122 within the last 1 month. She also told members that the government, through a notification, has also reduced the excise duty on petrol from 13 rupees to 3 rupees per litre and from 10 rupees to zero for diesel to help maintain fuel prices. We have taken the maximum hit, she said, while referring to the government absorbing the hike in petrol, diesel prices and taking the loss. The Finance Minister took on opposition members for spreading rumours of a lockdown and creating fear among people. She claimed that baseless rumours are being spread and anything is being said just to create fear in the minds of the public. Where is this lockdown happening? It is happening in Pakistan, not in India, she said. Sitharaman also said that the situation in Bangladesh is also not good. As a good neighbour, we are extending whatever help is being requested from our side. We are maintaining good neighbourly relations and providing assistance where needed, she said. There is no move to impose any lockdown, and no such proposal is under consideration of the government, she asserted, while urging opposition members to refrain from indulging in rumour-mongering or creating fear psychosis among people. She said markets and shopping centres have been ordered to be closed by 9:30 p.m. in Pakistan and not in India due to the fuel shortage. The situation in the country is not bad and the government is managing it well, she said. Sitharaman added that India is maintaining stability and the Prime Minister is guiding everyone so that the burden of high oil prices does not fall on the common people. Responding to the queries of members on the finance bill, the minister said they want India to be an economically vibrant country. This government has ensured that every section of the community benefits in the budget proposals for 2026-27. The Union Budget 2026-27 envisages a total expenditure of 53.47 lakh crore rupees, an increase of 7.7% over the current fiscal ending March 31. The total expenditure proposed for the next fiscal is 12.2 lakh crore rupees. It proposes a gross tax revenue collection of 44.04 lakh crore rupees and a gross borrowing of 17.2 lakh crore rupees. The fiscal deficit for financial year 2027 is projected at 4.3% of GDP, lower than 4.4% in the current fiscal. Finance Minister said the amended finance bill will ensure hassle-free movement of goods and boost ease of doing business. She said the government has introduced the single nodal agency system, a model for centrally sponsored schemes aimed at improving spending efficiency by routing funds through a dedicated and traceable account structure. She also said that 18 Rozgar Melas under PM Modi's leadership have taken place since its launch on October 22. Railways and defence are openly, publicly recruiting and announcing the recruitment details, she noted. Earlier, several members participated in the discussion on the finance bill. TMC Rajya Sabha member Saket Gokhale said the excise duty cut on petrol and diesel has been done with an eye on the upcoming assembly elections in four states and not because the government cared for consumers. Participating in the discussion on the finance bill 2026 in the upper house, Gokhale demanded an assurance from Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman that fuel prices will not be increased after April 29, when voting is completed in four states, Assam, West Bengal, Tamil Nadu and Kerala. Earlier during Zero Hour, several members also raised matters of urgent public importance. M. Thambidurai of the AIADMK said that 447 fishermen from Kanyakumari who had travelled to Iran legally with valid passports are now stranded due to the ongoing conflict in West Asia. He requested the government to involve the Indian embassy in Iran. Gujarat BJP MP Babu Bhai Jaisingh Bhai Desai raised alarm over the rising incidence of lung cancer among non-smokers, attributing the trend to worsening air quality, and urged the government to launch a national screening program for early detection. Desai cited findings from All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, New Delhi, which revealed that of approximately 1 lakh new lung cancer cases diagnosed in the country every year, around 40% occur in patients who have never smoked. This completely challenges traditional beliefs and indicates the changing nature of this disease, he said. BJP MP Sumer Singh Solanki demanded a stringent central law against forced religious conversions, saying the issue has become a threat to national security and the cultural identity of tribal communities is being systematically eroded. Solanki said, while the constitution guarantees the right to religious freedom, conversion through deceit, force and exploitation is both a legal and moral crime. BJD MP Suvashish Khuntia demanded the revival of the Niranchal Ashok Hotel in Puri, a once prominent ITDC property that has been abandoned and left to decay, and took a swipe at the sitting BJP MP from Puri, who had previously served as ITDC chairman but failed to act on the matter during his tenure. Khuntia said the sea-facing hotel sits at prime location in Puri, one of India's four sacred Chardham pilgrimage destinations that draws millions of devotees annually. RJD MP Sanjay Yadav attacked airlines and private sector service providers for exploiting crises through surge pricing, citing the Pahalgam terrorist attack as a recent example. He demanded that the government take a firm stand against what he called a pattern of disaster profiteering. Yadav invoked the Prime Minister's own slogan to make his point. We all remember the slogan, Aapda Mein Avsar. But today the slogan has taken on a dangerous form, he said. BJP MP from Uttar Pradesh Lakshmikant Vajpayee demanded a comprehensive amendment of RERA and insolvency laws, saying thousands of home buyers across the country have spent their life savings and still have not received their flats, while builders escape accountability by declaring insolvency. Trinamool Congress MP Derek O'Brien raised the issue of growing digital addiction among children and youth, claiming that approximately 20,000 children die by suicide every year as a consequence, and demanded that the government address the crisis urgently. Manipur BJP MP Maharaj Sanojbhai Leshamba demanded that the government confer the Bharat Ratna posthumously on Ratan Tyam, one of India's foremost theatre personalities who passed away recently. Shiv Sena UBT MP Priyanka Chaturvedi voiced concerns over India's energy security in the backdrop of tensions in West Asia and flagged vulnerabilities arising from India's dependence on imported energy. Earlier during question hour, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said around 1,068 hectares of land owned by railways is under encroachment across the country, which is only 0.21% of the total 4.99 lakh hectares of land. The minister said that if one sees the utilization of all railway land, nearly 80% of the land is near the tracks, 5% around it, while the remaining 15% of land is used for development of stations, colonies, hospitals and other things. Around 0.21% of railway land is under illegal encroachment in the country, he told members in the House. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that overuse of chemical fertilizers and excessive use of water are adversely impacting soil fertility in some parts of the country. And now, a review of proceedings in the Lok Sabha. Writer is Achinta Bora of PTI. The government today introduced in the Lok Sabha the second edition of the Jan Vishwas Bill, seeking to amend certain provisions to decriminalize a host of minor offences, to promote ease of doing business, rejecting objections raised by Congress members. The Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026, which was introduced by Minister of State for Commerce and Industry, Jitin Prasad, proposes to amend 79 central acts administered by 23 ministries. On this demand, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla wanted to know whether a bill can be resubmitted to a parliamentary panel. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said there is no provision for resending the bill to the parliamentary committee for scrutiny, and there is no precedent. Responding to the Congress objections, Prasad said that only minor offences of procedural nature have been proposed to be replaced with a fine. On March 17, the bill was withdrawn from the Lok Sabha for reintroduction after incorporating recommendations of a select committee. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal on March 18 last year had introduced the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha, and it was referred to the Select Committee. NCPSP leader Supriya Sule on Friday demanded a time-bound probe into the plane crash that killed former Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar and criticized the state government for not filing an FIR in the matter. Sule said that if a former deputy chief minister does not get justice, then what about others? Central government hospitals have been instructed to prescribe generic medicines. State medical councils too have been advised to do the same. We are talking to state governments. The effort is to ensure that all doctors prescribe generic medicine, the Minister of State for Health Anupriya Patel said. Both generic and branded medicines available in the market are subject to routine checks to ensure quality, safety and efficacy standards, she said. Patel further said the number of Jan Aushadhi Kendras have increased from 80 before 2014 to 18,000 currently. Lok Sabha today granted the committee time till first day of the last week of monsoon session of Parliament 2026. Generally, the monsoon session commences in the third week of July. The committee, chaired by BJP leader Aparajita Sarangi, is examining three bills: the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Amendment Bill 2025, and the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025. The bills were introduced by Home Minister Amit Shah in Lok Sabha on August 20 last year. It was then referred to the committee. Before adjourning for the day, the House resumed discussion on the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2025 for further consideration and passing. That's all in Parliament Review.